Europe's airlines and hotel and tour operators fear abrupt changes to coronavirus travel rules by governments are killing their chances to salvage something of a wrecked vacation season. The British government's sudden decision this weekend to add Spain to its list of at-risk countries forced tens of thousands of Britons already holidaying in Spain to quarantine for 14 days on their return. It also upended plans for thousands of others scheduling vacations. Britain isn't alone in opting for caution. This weekend saw Ireland omit Britain from a list of safe countries, telling its citizens it should be avoided for all but essential travel. France has issued a warning about traveling to Spain. Norway, too, is advising against travel to Spain. Almost 40 countries worldwide have reported record single-day increases in coronavirus infections during the past week, and fears of an imminent second wave of the pandemic in Europe are also mounting. Highest number of coronavirus cases are in the U.S., with over 4.1 million cases reported, followed by Brazil with more than 2.3 million, India with over 1.3 million, Russia with over 811,000, and South Africa with more than 434,000 cases reported. French authorities have charged a Rwandan church volunteer who confessed to setting on fire the 15th century Nantes Cathedral. The local prosecutor's office said the 39-year-old asylum seeker, who has lived in France for several years, was detained Saturday for a second time. He had been held for a day, questioned and released immediately after the fire on July 18th. After initially denying it, the prosecution says the suspect admitted being responsible for the fire that started in three different places at the Cathedral of St. Peter and St. Paul. The man's lawyer said his client bitterly regretted his acts. This is VOA News. Staff of the U.S. consulate in Chengdu made final efforts to clear the premises on Sunday, with security remaining tight outside. This comes ahead of a Monday closure ordered by Beijing as China-U.S. relations continue to worsen. China has charged that some personnel at the consulate were conducting activities not in line with their identities. China's order to close the consulate was issued Friday in retaliation for a U.S. order to close the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas. The closures further escalate the tensions between the two countries over issues ranging from trade and industrial espionage to human rights. The Taliban accused Afghan security forces Sunday of rearresting insurgents who had been released as part of a crucial prisoner swap meant to kickstart peace talks. They said the National Directorate of Security, or NDS, had detained an unspecified number of insurgents released under the exchange program, warning that Kabul would bear responsibility for the consequences. The spokesman for Afghanistan's National Security Council said the claim was incorrect. The prisoner swap has been a major stumbling block in getting Kabul and the Taliban to start peace talks. Under a deal between the U.S. and the Taliban, the Afghan government is supposed to release 5,000 insurgent prisoners, while the Taliban frees 1,000 government inmates. Kabul has released most of the 5,000, but the NDS has said some of the Taliban inmates are returning to the battlefield. The Council of Europe said Sunday it is alarmed by the Polish justice minister's call for his country to withdraw from a landmark international treaty combating violence against women. Poland's justice minister said that Monday he will begin preparing the process to withdraw from the Istanbul Convention. A previous centrist Polish government signed the treaty in 2012, and it was ratified in 2015 when the justice minister called it a feminist creation aimed at justifying gay ideology. The treaty was spearheaded by the Council of Europe, the continent's oldest human rights organization, which emphasized that the treaty's sole objective is to combat violence against women and that it does not explicitly mention gay marriage. But that has not stopped the backlash to it in Hungary and Slovakia as well, where the parliament rejected the treaty, insisting that it is at odds with the country's constitutional definition of marriage as a heterosexual union. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman reporting from Washington.